Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. We began our program with the Integrity Singers, a medley of songs, Holy Ground, and We Are Standing on Holy Ground. In the background now, it's Mary Beth Carlson, her rendition of Surely the Presence of the Lord is in This Place. Thank you so much for joining us today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. Today we're going to be talking about impressing God. Now that may sound funny, but some people try to do that. They puff themselves up and they say, oh, I am so important. I can impress God with my talents. I can impress God by praying. I can impress God, well, in many other ways. But how can we impress God? Well, there's really only one way according to Scripture, and that's to live a life of humility and trust in Jesus. Well, really, we should not even be trying to impress God. I mean, we can't anyway. He is so great, so magnificent. But we should be trying to live our lives in such a way that we permit Christ to live through us so that people might see Him and not us. As John the Baptist said, Jesus must increase and I must decrease. May that be our prayer today, that we live our lives in such a way that we're not trying to impress anybody, much less God, and that we are just trying to let Christ be seen in our lives. We'll be talking more about that later on in our broadcast. We're also going to be sharing a psalm with you, as we do most programs. Today we'll be sharing Psalm 25. Right now, let's ask God's blessing on this program today. Heavenly Father, we do come into Your presence in the name of Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and Omega, and our Savior and Redeemer and Restorer. Father, thank You for letting us worship You in this way. And I pray, Lord, that as we sing songs of adoration and praise, and as we talk about living our lives in such a way that we lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that You might just anoint this program. Take great pleasure in our adoration, Father, because this is for You. Our purpose in life, we believe, Lord, is to give You glory and to have a relationship with You and to worship You and adore You. So, Father, thank You for this opportunity that You've given us today. And as I mention each week, Lord, I pray that if there's someone listening today who does not know Your Son as their own personal Lord and Savior, they might commit their lives to You today. And they may understand that it is not by works of righteousness that we have been saved. It is a gift of God. It is because of Your mercy and Your grace that You have forgiven our sins and that we can be in Your presence today to worship You and to praise Your holy name. Father, thank You for loving us and thank You for giving us Your Spirit and thank You for even motivating us to serve You and to worship You today. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Power and His grace.
And now let me share with you Psalm 25, a psalm of David. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, O Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then is the man that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen for him. He will spend his days in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have multiplied. Free me from my anguish. Look upon my affliction and my distress, and take away all my sins. See how my enemies have increased, and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope is in you.
My hope is in the Lord, who has renewed my strength. When when you stand.
My soul each day.
listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. In the background right now, Mary Beth Carlson, a medley of two songs, I Surrender All and When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. And we just heard from the Discovery Singers their a cappella rendition of What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. We are in our 25th year here on Call to Worship. And you know, every program that we have ever done has been because of your support. Your prayer support, the fact that you listen, and your financial support. Your tax-deductible gift help us stay on the air. We are currently on around 360 stations with almost 400 different releases every weekend. And we cannot buy time. We just don't have the funds to purchase time. So each one of those stations offer this airtime to us without charge. And I hope you'll contact your radio station and thank them for carrying Call to Worship. And if this is a listener-supported Christian radio ministry, let me encourage you to send them a financial gift as well. Could you do that? I'd appreciate it. I know they would too. But we need to hear from you here. We have expenses in the production and in the distribution of the program. We have expenses in our website at www.calltoworship.us. Lots of things on that. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. So your gifts would really help us out as we come into the summer months. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And that website I was telling you about, many things on that website if you go there and check us out. Not the least is the fact that you can actually listen to the program anytime you want. You can go back and listen to some of the archive programs from this year. Go back into January or February or March or April or May, and you can find the programs for a particular Sunday and re-listen to it again. We're able to do that now, and I appreciate the fact that we are now associated with the Dove Radio and Television Ministry, who handles the website for us and handles our distribution of the program, and I appreciate them very, very much. And so check us out, won't you, at www.calltoworship.us. Listen to the program there if you can't get it on your local radio station. Also on that website, we post the complete playlist for each week, the scripture that we share, some other things. Hope you'll stop by and visit us, www.calltoworship.us. And that mailing address, if you want to send a gift, Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And if you weren't able to copy that mailing address down, you can go to our website at calltoworship.us, and you can find the actual address right there as well. Well, do you ever try to impress God? Well, honestly, folks, God is not easily impressed. In fact, the more I think about it, how exactly do you impress a perfect, unflawed deity? I have to conclude that trying to impress God is simply a waste of time. I cannot give enough money, serve enough people, attend enough Bible studies or worship services, memorize enough scripture, or even obey biblical principles enough to sway God in any manner at all. If you're trying to impress God, I advise you just quit. It's futile. But if you really want Him to anoint you with His favor and use you for His work, then I have some advice for you. Humble yourselves before the Lord by recognizing His power and admitting your own inadequacy. The more you humble yourself, the more grace God will give you and will do for you what you could never do on your own. Later on in our broadcast, we're going to be talking about impressing God and humbling ourselves before the Creator. And by doing that, by humbling ourselves, we enable God to work in our lives for His glory and for our good. More on that later, but right now let's get back to more music here on A Call to Worship as we hear Steve Darmody and his song entitled To Be Like Jesus.
A little boy is crying for affection. A little girl needs a hand to hold. And oh, how he loves those little children. How he longs to be a friend to young and old. His tender spirit welcomes all who seek him. His giving heart asks little in return. I seek to live my life that I may learn to be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. To be the one I was created to be. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. May all who see my heart find Him in me. When I received His supreme salvation, His heavenly love filled my earthly soul, and I became His new creation. My brokenness He made completely whole, and through the darkness of this world I've been commissioned to be a light that shines for Him alone. Surrounded by His infinite mercy, may my life
And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley, entitled A Touch of His Goodness, Meditations on God's Abundant Goodness, published by Zondervan Publishing House. Today I want to talk a little bit about impressing God. You know, God is not easily impressed. In fact, the more I think about it, how exactly do you impress a perfect, unflawed deity? My wisdom is comical, measured against the omniscience of Christ. And my skills are infantile when I think about the vast creative and sustaining power of God. I have to conclude then that trying to impress God is simply a waste of time. I cannot give enough money, serve enough people, attend enough Bible studies or worship services, memorize enough scripture, or even obey enough biblical principles to sway God in any manner. But there is one virtue revealed in scriptures that apparently does influence our awesome God. It is a key to answered prayer. It is a powerful determinant as to who God uses in the work of His kingdom. And who doesn't want prayers answered or to be a part of God's selective service? Well, we all do. But the singular human attribute that God rewards is a humble heart and mind. Isaiah the prophet attached God's significance to humility when he declared in Isaiah 66:2 these words. These are the words of God. This is the one I esteem, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word. You see, God is not looking for men or women who possess superior intelligence, affluence, or acumen. He is searching for those rare Christians who think majestically of Christ and never more highly of themselves than they should. Remember when God tapped Moses as the chief operating officer for the several million enslaved Hebrews of Egypt? Moses quivered with fear and offered nothing but excuses. He said, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? What if they do not believe me or listen to me? I am slow of speech and tongue. O Lord, please send someone else to do it." We find those words of Moses in Exodus chapter 3, verse 11, and in chapter 4, verses 1, 10, and 13. Now, obviously, Moses didn't think he had the right resume. So why did God choose him? Well, when it came to humility, relying completely on God and not on self, Moses was the clear choice for the Father. When God sought a king to unite and lead a divided Israelite kingdom, He picked the youngest and rawest young lad of Jesse's household for the task. 1 Samuel 16:7 says this, "The Lord does not look on the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Those are the words of God to Samuel as he summoned Jesse's sons. You see, the man after God's own heart and the one with a humble spirit was the shepherd boy we know of as David. Now, if you're trying to impress God, just quit. It's futile. If you really want Him to anoint you with His favor and use you for His work, then humble yourself before the Lord by recognizing His power and admitting your inadequacy. Now, you don't have to demean yourself. Just realize that God's power flows to the weakest of saints, for they lean the heaviest on Him. The more you humble yourself, the more grace God will give you, doing for you what you could never do on your own. If you need guidance, then humility is the highway. Remember that verse that we read earlier in the program from Psalm 25, verse 9? It says, "He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them His way." If you want to lead an honorable life, then seek humility first. It says in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 33, "The fear of the Lord teaches a man wisdom, and humility comes before honor." And as it says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 in the New Testament, "Young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. All of you, clothe yourself with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." Remember, we cannot impress God. We should boast only in Jesus Christ. Remember what John the Baptist said? He must increase, I must decrease. When we humble ourselves, God will lift us up and use us for His kingdom. Father, forgive me for the times that I may have been haughty or proud. I want nothing to come between me and my fellowship with Jesus. So teach me humility and help me to walk in it so that I may be used for Your kingdom and for Your glory, O God. Humble yourself before the Lord your King. Kelly Willard there, and the Maranatha Singers. I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Thank you for your letters and for your financial help that keep us on the air. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And when you give to gift to the ministry of Call to Worship, we'll be sending you a wonderful devotional called The Word for You Today. You can also find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. Come back again next time, won't you, for another time of worship and praise right here on A Call to Worship. And remember that A Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Now let's wind up our time together with the Don Marr Singers reminding us what the greatest thing in life is, and that's to serve the Lord. See you next week on A Call to Worship.